This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Spring has sprung, and that means more time on the tractor in the coming months, and that's our focus this week, tractor safety, on our PDPW Producer Tuesday. We're joined by Cheryl Skolas, Agricultural Safety and Health Specialist at UW-Madison Division of Extension, who tells us more about tractor safety.
Thinking about tractor safety in the days ahead, you know, it can kind of be overwhelming to look at it as a workplace safety. You know, these next 3 months as we get in the field, we're in planting season. Look at the tractors, look at the machinery you're using, and pick out those high risk areas for something to go wrong. So let's look at some of those, the regulations that do apply to tractor safety and to working on our farms. So under the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970, there is the general duty clause. And that's that you want to, you know, as an employer, have a place of employment that's free of recognized hazards. So this is the basic law, and it implies, you know, anytime you have that one hired worker, and we need those employees to be trained. And, you know, your training can vary if they've had a great, you know, number of years of experience. Can they be the ones helping you to do the training of others? What's the new equipment that you may have or some factor that changed in your tractor and your machinery setup from the previous years? And you focus your training around those aspects of it. And it's a great way that if everybody's doing this together, that from the new employees, the young employees, to those experienced, that wealth of experience gets shared on an annual basis. In OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Act, and then enforced by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, there's 9 items required for the annual tractor training. So taking and going through these, figuring out what those policies are, what you need to train on, can give you that basic framework and why we need that annual training.
Comments from Cheryl Skolas, Agricultural Safety and Health Specialist at the UW-Madison, discussing tractor safety and the regulations. And just how is the training process for complying with OSHA?
The training requirement is on that annual basis. So you want to be sure that you train new employees. And then anytime somebody has an incident, you want to review that incident, retrain on it. So 3 key factors of when we're doing those trainings. And then I should add a 4th. Anytime you get a new piece of machinery or you have a new configuration between that tractor machinery, you want to do training on that. Take a look at the hazards. And this is where it's hard because you're going to be using tractors and multiple pieces of machinery. And as we move from our tillage to our forage harvesting machinery to our manure hauling machinery, all of those combinations have different hazards to them, but they're going to have pinch points. They're going to have belts and pulleys. They're going to have factors that we can classify and you can train on those areas. If you're training somebody new or with less experience, you know, having that written checklist of things you want them to be looking at, one, it's going to help your maintenance of that equipment. 2, it gives them a process to go through. And 3, if it's written, it helps give you documentation that you're looking for those hazards. And there's different examples out there. If you do searches, we have some with the UW on daily checklists, but being able to walk people through that process, it's going to help to keep your equipment in better shape and then focus in on those operators taking a look at it.
That's Cheryl Skolas, Agricultural Safety and Health Specialist with UW-Madison. This PDPW Producer Tuesday brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. More details about their programs, services, podcasts, and the Dairy Signal at pdpw.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.